after Yaakov Avinu gives the brachas to all the Shvatim, so then the Torah sums up. The pasuk says, "Kaleila shifte yisur shem aser v'zosa shadibulahem aviyim vayavarech osam." These are the 12 Shvatim. This is what their father Yaakov said to them. It's what he benched them. Isha she kevirchaso berach osam. Each man, according to his bracha, received the bracha from Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? Isha sher kevirchaso berach osam. Each man according to his bracha. So Rashi says, Isha sher kevirchaso bracha ha asida lovo al kol echad ve'echad. That each one received the bracha according to what was going to come out to him in the future, what's going to come to his descendants in the future. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to the Shvatim based on what was going to happen in the future. He had a nevuah as to what was going to happen to each Shevet, and he told them what was going to happen to them. So what's the bracha? If it was going to happen in the future anyway, so then what's Yaakov in? And if Yaakov was the one who was goring that bracha, because through his statement he caused different things to happen in the future, so then it's not just what's going to happen in the future, but it's the bracha that he gave them. So it's not kivir chasso, it's not what was destined to happen. It only was destined to happen because he gave that bracha. So what's the lashon of the pasuk? Isha sher kivir chasso. It's an interesting lashon. Someone has suggested that the answer is that bracha, what is bracha? Bracha can only take effect on something that exists already, on a cheftza, on an object that exists. Bracha can enhance or expand an object that exists. Bracha can be chal on a talent, on kochas hanefesh, on a maila that a person has. A person has a certain koach, and he gets a bracha, so that bracha can expand the koach that he has. But if a person doesn't have the koach, if he doesn't have the talent, then the bracha can't create the talent that doesn't exist. Bracha is chal on something that does exist, and it enhances, it expands what does exist. We see this in Tanakh. In Sefer Melachim, Melachim Beis, in Perek Dalid, the pasuk says that one of the Bnei HaNevi'im passes away, and his wife didn't have any money. She couldn't pay her debts, so she asks Elisha HaNavi, what should she do? Elisha tells her, what do you have in the house? So she says, I have oil in the house. So he says, so gather all the kelim, try to borrow as many kelim as you can from your neighbors, and bring them into your home, close the door, and pour the oil into the kelim, and with that oil, you'll be able to sell the oil, and you'll support yourself, and you'll pay up the debts. The question is, why did he have to ask her what she has in the house? He could have just said, gather kelim from all your neighbors, and I'll make a nes, I'll make a miracle happen. I'll give you the bracha that oil is going to appear in the kelim, and then you'll be able to sell the oil in the kelim. What did he have to say, what do you have in the house? She said that she has the oil. The answer is that if she didn't have oil, then the pouring of the oil into the cups would not have created extra oil. The bracha can't be chal unless there's something there to begin with. Once she had the oil in the house, so then the bracha, then the special, the Navi's bracha was able to expand that oil, to enhance the koach of that oil so that it was able to enter into all of the kelim. Bracha is a lashon of ribui v'tosefes. It's expansion, it's adding to what a person has, but if a person doesn't have something to begin with, so then bracha is not going to be able to add to it. The Medrash says that the Torah begins with the Os Beis, Bereshis, the Os Beis. Why does it begin with Beis? So Chazal say, because the word bracha begins with the letter Beis, and the word O'or, the word that I will curse, that begins with an Aleph. At first glance, it seems a little puzzling. There are positive words that begin with an Aleph, and there are negative words that begin with a Beis, so what does it matter that the word bracha begins with the base? So someone has suggested that what Chazal have in mind is not that just that the word bracha begins with the base, but base is what bracha is really all about. Bracha is about adding to the aleph, adding to the original. Aleph symbolizes oneness, achdus, right? Oneness. That's the original. Base is an addition to the aleph. It's an extra to the aleph. And that's what bracha is. That's what the Bria needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world out of nothing, but once he created the world, then everything else in the world comes to be from the original. It's an expansion of the original mitzias of the world. And that's what Chazal mean, that the Torah starts with a beis Because that's what the Bria is about. It's about Tosefes and Ribui. It's about adding to the original. And maybe that's what the Pasuk here means as well. Yaakov Avinu could only have given a bracha to the Shvatim based on the Kochos HaNefesh and the talents and the Milas that they had. He couldn't give them a bracha that would expand Kochos that they didn't even have. So he identified the Kochos HaNefesh, all of the abilities and the talents that the Shvatim had, all the character traits and the midos that they had. And he gave them a bracha based on those midos, based on what is ro'oi for them. And by giving them the bracha, that's how their descendants were able to follow after the Shvatim. And they were able to fulfill their mission because they had the Tosefes and the Riba, they had the expansion of the Kochos and Nefesh of their ancestors, of their forefathers, of the Shvatim. And that's how they were able to fulfill their special missions. Everyone wants bracha. But the way to daven for bracha is not to want to be someone else. Rather, a person has to identify what his kochos and nefesh are, what his special talents are, to appreciate one's own midos, and to daven for siyata d'shmaya that those kochos should be enhanced, that they should be expanded. We're coming to the end of a beautiful Zman together, an incredible Zman. And I've seen so many kochos in all of the Talmidim in this year. And there are different kochos. Each one of us has special kochos. There are some Talmidim in the Shir who have a koach to ask a good kasha. And there are some Talmidim who have the ability to formulate a good teretz. There are some Talmidim who read very well, and there are other Talmidim who think through a sugya, think through lumbus of the sugya, analyze the sugya well. There are some Talmidim who can organize the sugya well, they take good notes, and there are other Talmidim who can give it over well to others. There are so many different kochos that people have, that the Talmidim and the Shir have. And that's just in terms of learning, in terms of Seder and Shir. But there are other talents too. There are some Talmidim who have talents in Chesed, and others have kochos in Kiruv. And some Talmidim excel in their secular studies. There's so many kochos HaNefesh we have. There are different abilities we have, different midos we have. There's so much here. Each person has their own unique kochos. My tefillah is that each one of you should recognize and should appreciate your own unique talents. You should be zocha to have true bracha. You should have a tosefes, you should have a ribui of the talents that you do have, of all the natural abilities that you have. You should be zocha to the siyata d'shmaya, to use your talents to the fullest extent, that you'll be able to fulfill your unique mission in this world. Shabbos.